And now this story about public health. Authorities in one part of China aren't just saying thank you for smoking. They're ordering people to light up.
And if you don't follow the order, you're going to be paying. You're either going to have your salary cut because your work unit's not going to get as much money, or you're going to be paying a fine for smoking the wrong kind of cigarettes.
All right. There are a lot of questions to ask the world's Mary Kay Magstead. Where is the order coming down from at least the local government that tells local Chinese people you must smoke?
This is a county called Gong'an in Hubei province in southern central China. And basically, Gong'an County has decided that its tax revenue from cigarettes has been going down for way too long. So it's basically said now that every work unit, every factory, every office has to consume cigarettes. And they even have a quota for each office. It's about 400 cartons of cigarettes per office and about 120 cartons of cigarettes per school per year.
Per school. So they're encouraging school kids to smoke?
Well, they're encouraging schools as a whole to go through cigarettes. Now, whether this is teachers or whether it's high school students or whatever, they don't really specify.
And not only are you required to smoke your quota of cigarettes, you have to be smoking the locally made cigarettes.
In fact, this article that appeared in a local Hubei paper quoted a school teacher as saying that a couple of local officials came by and looked in his ashtray and in the trash cans, and they found three cigarette butts that were not a local brand. So they went to the school authorities and they said, this is against the regulations. We're going to have to fine you 1,000 kuai. Now, 1,000 kuai is about $150. That's more than the average factory worker for sure makes in a month. And the school authorities said, please, we won't do it again. And they were like, well, okay, we'll let you off this time. But next time you have to be smoking local cigarettes. We're going to be coming by every month to make sure you do. And if you don't smoke enough of them, we're going to deduct from your budget the equivalent value of the cigarettes you should have been smoking.
So they're doing this as a budgetary move, saying you have to smoke these locally made cigarettes in order for us to keep our budget up. How come the budget is down? I mean, are people there just naturally smoking less?
It's not really clear from the article in the Hubei newspaper what's happening, although it is mentioned that locals have been smoking cigarettes from outside of the county and outside of the province. A lot of these locally made cigarettes are pretty rough, pretty low quality. So when people have a little bit of extra pocket change, they tend to try to trade up and get something that, you know, tastes better when they smoke it.
Okay, so here we have a case where the local government in this one province is telling people, you must smoke our local brand. But the central government, if I'm correct, has been warning people about the dangers of smoking and has even put one of those health warnings on packs of cigarettes that are sold there. So it seems like there's some kind of an inherent tension between the local and central government. How's that expressing itself there?
Well, certainly there is. And, you know, for years, probably more than a decade, the World Health Organization has been saying, you know, look, a third of Chinese men are going to die prematurely because of causes due to smoking. And 60% of Chinese men still smoke, about 4% of women, but the number is increasing, and advertising that does exist for cigarettes is targeting women these days. Basically, the central government knows it's not good for their citizens to smoke, but at the same time, it also knows that as much as 10% of China's tax revenue comes from tobacco, that many local provinces depend on tobacco for their revenue. So it kind of has it both ways. It lets the provinces do what they need to do while telling its citizens, but, you know, this really isn't good for you.
The world's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
By the way, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say about 22% of American men and 19% of American women smoke.